This sound along the path at the aquarium is a sure sign of what's to come. At the entrance, I stand in line with excited kids and their grown-ups. I'm here to meet Peter Pearsall.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Where are we going first, Peter?
We're going to go behind the scenes to the pinniped holding area, all the seals and sea lions.
Sounds great. Let's go.
This state-of-the-art facility was built on the site of a defunct lumber mill. The aquarium operates with 70 full-time staff and hundreds of volunteers.
Coming in through door 13.
And then we see them, shiny black steel noses poking up from a large pool.
Look, a wave! Totally waving at us.
Brittany Blades is senior mammalogist with the Oregon Coast Aquarium. She and her team take care of the seals, sea otters, and sea lions. Blades guides one out of the pool for a visit.
Oh, look at that. Yeah,
beautiful. Now that's who?
That's Boots. She's one of our harbor seals.
Boots is a striking creature, small of build, with a gentle gaze and leopard-like markings on her sleek fur.
She's lived under human care her entire life. She's actually turning 30 this year. So happy birthday to Boots.
From a waist pouch, Blades grabs small handfuls of tasty capelin and squid.
All of the food is restaurant quality seafood, hand-picked this morning.
Seals have a pretty impressive set of teeth. They don't use them to chew their food, but to catch it. So Boots' nose is really soft, and her whiskers tickle. I know this because...
She's going to come up and she's just going to give you a little smooch on your cheek, okay? Boots, kiss. Good!
That was lovely, Boots. I feel a solidarity.
These animals are federally protected, and it's illegal to approach them in the wild. Blade says tourists hanging out on the piers often hear a barking sea lion and think it's a seal. So, in the interest of science, here's a little explainer. This is the sound a harbor seal makes. And this is a sea lion. Meet Max. This blubbery boy is 27 years old and he weighs a quarter of a ton. Over the summer, he eats about 15 pounds of food a day.
Wow, yeah. A real looker.
Yeah, he's a handsome boy.
Next, Peter Pearsall walks us to the seabird exhibit.
We got the double doors here in the aviary. All the birds here are flighted. There are no clipped wings in here. There are six species of birds here. Five are seabirds and one is a shorebird. These guys here are common murre. People often mistake them for penguins because they like to stand upright. They waddle. That's the resident shorebird here. That's a black oyster catcher. They're very vocal, as you just heard. There's a tufted puffin. One of our more charismatic species. Just people love these birds. With their breeding plumage, they have these blonde tufts that look like eyebrows over each eye that sort of sweep back from the head, and a white mask, and then this very wide, tall orange bill.
Yeah. From the back, his hair kind of looks like Trump.
We get that comment a lot. Yeah, a lot of people have noticed that.
Leaving the aviary, we head indoors to the open sea portion of the facility. A tunnel cuts between crystal clear water tanks full of native fish species. This is what most expect when visiting an aquarium. Pearsall says this exhibit is one of the most popular, the shark tank.
There's one cruising toward us right now, broad-nosed seven-gill shark, which are the largest species in the tank. 7 to 8 feet long is the largest one here.
Pearsall explains this is where the renowned killer whale Keiko lived and rehabilitated until 1998. Keiko died of pneumonia years after being released in the coastal waters of Norway. The Oregon Coast Aquarium decided to convert Keiko's enormous tank into the passages of the deep. Now we stand surrounded by endless activity. A giant halibut slowly swims above us, exposing its pure white belly. All around are various species of rockfish. We head off toward the Sandy Shores exhibits. Here, visitors can observe tidal pool life, touch starfish and sea urchins. Now, don't get me wrong. Sharks are a thrill, and seal kisses can't be beat. But I came to this aquarium to see a couple of rare crustaceans, albino crabs.
Had you ever seen a white Dungeness before?
I had never, no. And these two individuals were brought to us by crabbers about a month and a half apart from one another. That's incredible in and of itself, and after I spoke with ODFW shellfish biologists, they told me that the occurrence is something in the realm of 1 in 1 million crabs.
Obviously, the crabbers who caught them couldn't see these unique creatures becoming somebody's meal. The Oregon Coast Aquarium is open daily throughout the summer and hosts more than 400,000 visitors annually. Reporting from Newport, with production assistance from Hal Hermanson, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News. Golden sands and watches the ship that goes sailing.